for Saturday, October 10th. This is your daily devotion. Let's go. Well, good morning, Saints, and welcome to this, your daily devotion for Saturday, the final one of this week. I hope that you've been both encouraged and challenged. I hope that you've learned something about the written word of God that is drawn a little bit closer to Christ, knowing that he will draw closer to you. As we look at today's scripture, we find ourselves back in the Gospel of Matthew, the same set of scripture that we were in on Thursday. Today, I'm reading verse 25 forward. I'll read the entire portion of scripture again. It is entitled, "Come to me and I will give you rest." So turn with me now to Matthew chapter 11, verse 25. Follow along as I read. This is what the written word of God teaches. At that time, Jesus declared, "I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and the understanding and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." Oswald Chambers titled today's devotion, "Whereby Shall I Know?" And this is what he wrote. In spiritual relationships, we do not grow step by step. We are either there or we are not. God does not cleanse us more and more from sin, but when we are in the light, walking in the light, we are cleansed from all sin. It is a question of obedience, and instantly the relationship is perfected. Turn away for 1 second out of obedience, and darkness and death are at work once again. All God's revelations are sealed until they are opened to us by obedience. You will never get them open by philosophy or thinking. Immediately you obey, a flash of light comes. Let God's truth work in you by soaking in it, not by worrying into it. The only way you can get to know is to stop trying to find out, and by being born again. Obey God in the thing he shows you, and instantly the next thing is opened up. We read tomes on the work of the Holy Spirit, when 1 5-minute of drastic obedience would make things as clear as a sunbeam. "I suppose I shall understand these things someday," we exclaim. Well, you can understand them now. It is not study that does it, but obedience. The tiniest fragment of obedience and heaven opens, and the profoundest truths of God are yours straight away. God will never reveal more truth about himself until you have obeyed what you already know. Beware of becoming wise and prudent. The one choice that Oswald Chambers points out to us as believers in Jesus Christ is that of choosing obedience. That's what he's saying here this morning, is that all else is irrelevant if we are not obedient. He said the tiniest fragment of obedience will open the heavens, and we will find the most profoundest truths of God are yours immediately. That's exciting, and it ought to make everyone want to be obedient to Jesus as Lord. How can you be obedient in the coming days? Upon reflection, how have you been obedient to Jesus as Lord in the past week? These are things worth identifying and thinking about. Check back on Monday for the beginning of another week worth of devotions. We'll find ourselves looking to the writings in Genesis chapter 5, specifically verse 24. In the meantime and in between time, I'm Pastor Patrick, and this is your daily devotion.